Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm Tony.
Logan.
Logan? Good to meet you, Logan.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
What you doing out here? What's your mission?
Well, my mission is to point people to Christ.
Okay.
To talk to people about their spiritual beliefs.
Okay. Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't. No.
You don't believe you've ever been here before?
No.
There's proof?
Well, I don't know.
I believe in Christ and everything like that. But
okay. So, Logan, right?
Yeah, Logan.
I want to, okay. So, Logan, when you say that you believe in Christ, what does that mean? Lots of people will say that and they'll mean different things.
You know, died for us, sin, what I mean? You get that across there.
Did you grow up in the church?
I grew up in Catholic school.
Okay,
I went to private school.
Uh-huh.
A little bit mass and things like that.
All right. So, Logan, if you were to die today, and obviously I don't want that.
Okay.
But if you were to die today and you were to stand before God, and God asked, Logan, why should I allow you into heaven? What would you say?
My past, where I've gone, things I've done. I mean, I try to help people.
Okay.
That's why I stopped. Something stopped, told me to stop today.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, I guess you would have to take me for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that I am, all that I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So does he have, you said he would have to take me for me.
Yeah.
Does he have to take you?
I mean, if he wants me to take, I should say, his word for what it is. You love thy neighbor. You love thy sister, thy brother, thy mother.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you take me?
I'm a character.
I'm a character.
All right. Okay. So do you think you have to, while understandably nobody's perfect,
nobody's perfect.
Me first, nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
But do you think you have to be a good person to get to heaven?
I would say no.
Okay.
You don't have to be a good person because there's addicts that have been from hell rock bottom, done some crazy things.
Yeah,
sure.
I've seen a couple today on the corner.
Yeah, they've done some crazy things and by a moment. Like, there was this, for instance, me. I'm going to say me. You know what I mean? I come from a drug-infested background. I come from violence. I come from all different types of things. Non-believer entrance, too. You know what I mean? But there was one day, I think this might be the captivating moment that grabs God to me, that takes me into heaven. You know what I mean?
So, share that with me.
So there was this old woman.
Uh-huh.
She walking slow, cars coming. So we're down on Main and Second.
Okay,
second,
right downtown.
Right downtown. And she didn't see a car coming. She was just...
Saw that today, too.
She just not paying attention.
Uh-huh.
Car coming. I used my body to shield her, so I directed traffic.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I made sure, didn't say anything to her, didn't look for anything for her, but just made sure she crossed the street.
Just being kind.
I know God was watching me then.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I've been some places, some dark places, and brought me back.
Okay. So, in Matthew chapter 5.
Okay, I don't know it.
Matthew chapter 5. It's part of a sermon Jesus preached known as the Sermon on the Mount.
Okay.
And in verse 48, he says these words. He says, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So God's standard, Logan, of goodness is moral perfection. If we want to be welcomed into heaven based on our own merit, it's real simple. All we have to do is live a perfect life from cradle to grave in thought, word, and deed.
What you mean? You have to break that down a little
bit. Sure.
Break it down a little bit to me.
A little modern. Okay. All right. God's standard for goodness is moral perfection.
Okay.
God doesn't look at how Tony or Logan sees themselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
God looks at Tony and Logan based on the law that he's written on our hearts. For instance, you and I, look, you're young, easily young enough to be my son, if not my grandson. How old are you?
32.
Oh, well, you hide it well. So my eldest is 35. So you are young enough to be my son, okay? So we're a generation apart. But you and I, as different as our backgrounds are, probably, right? As different as our life experience has been, different as our upbringings have been, we're different men, we're different people.
Definitely.
As different as we are, you and I both know it's wrong to lie.
Yes.
We know that not because of how we were raised or when or where or by whom.
I mean, it's wrong to lie, but I think there's situations that lying is the best because if you tell the truth, it can get you killed. From where I'm from, it can get you killed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, though, God doesn't give us do not lie unless it might get you killed.
I know, but it's true.
It is the truth. What you're telling me is the truth. There are times when telling the truth could very well get you killed. I get that. I understand that. Sure. You and I, as different as we are, we both know it's wrong to steal. Now you might say, or someone might say.
Ever heard of Aladdin truth, Disney truth? Gotta steal to live. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah,
what. Gotta steal to live. Gotta steal to eat.
Yeah.
It goes to the street truth. Sure.
God's not gonna judge you by the street truth.
Yeah.
He's gonna judge you by his truth. In fact, what God's word that says that's contrary to that street truth is that any man who steals, even if it's to eat, he must pay it back seven times.
Seven times, right? Four, that's right. 24. Right. Yes.
You and I both know it's wrong to look at a woman and have a sexual thought about her.
Definitely.
We know that.
You gotta be trusted with your mind. You don't know, angels hear everything we think. You know what I mean? So do demons. That's where we get temptation from. You know what I mean? So like, can't say, stealing and lying. You know, we know what our truth. We know that truth.
Right. Which is why when we die and stand before God, Logan, we're not going to be able to claim innocence or ignorance to breaking his law.
Yeah, true.
Right?
True.
It's not going to be like traffic court downtown where it's guilty with an explanation.
Yeah.
Right? I ran the stop sign because I didn't see it there. I ran that red light because I was rushing to the hospital. I made that illegal turn because I had to get to work on time. Guilty with an explanation.
Yeah.
In God's court, there is no guilty with an explanation. It's only guilty. Have you ever been in a courtroom before?
Yeah, I've definitely been in a courtroom.
Maybe this will help. Maybe this will help. So let's say, Logan, let's say you're not the man you are today. Let's say you're not even the man you once were. Let's say you were even worse than that. Okay? So let's say, Logan, you find yourself in a courtroom because you legitimately broke the law. It's not a case of mistaken identity.
Yeah.
Not a corrupt cop. It's not a jury that's not smart enough to get out of jury duty. Not only did you do the crime, you confessed to the crime.
Yeah.
Right? A confession never makes anyone innocent. A confession only shows their guilt. I was a cop for 20 years, Logan.
Okay.
Right?
Bigger.
And I tried my best within the bounds of the law, without making any threats or promises, to get people to confess to their crimes, because I knew that was always going to be the best evidence against them.
I mean, you definitely got to confess to your crime.
Okay,
if there's a crime, confess it.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
So
there's mistaken identity.
Right, this isn't that.
Okay.
This story isn't that.
Okay.
Logan did it. Logan even felt remorse for it. Logan confessed to it. Logan's found guilty in court.
Yeah.
It's a day of sentencing. And the judge says, Logan, what do you have to say for yourself? And you say, well, Your Honor, that was the old me. I'm getting my act together. I'm doing right now.
The karma.
Right. Well, it ain't karma.
It ain't karma.
So, Logan, having been found guilty, the judge says, Logan, I sentence you to death.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, unlike our system now today, where you're going to have 10 to 20 years with three hots and a cot, a free education, and all the appeals you can put together on my dime.
Yeah.
Instead of that, they're going to take you into the next room immediately.
Yeah.
They're going to strap you to a gurney with your name on it.
Yeah.
They're going to drive a needle into your arm with your name on it.
So back to reincarnation.
No. I don't want to go back there yet. No. You got to let me get through this. Because when you hear this.
I've been there.
Okay.
Have several lives.
Okay. So when you hear this, though, Logan.
So,
Logan, when you hear this, reincarnation isn't going to matter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So they're going to take you into the next room, and they're going to put you to sleep like a stray dog.
Yeah.
But before they do that, Logan, the judge...
Do you believe in astral plane?
No. The judge... I believe in the Bible. The Word of God is true.
Logan, stay with me. I'm staying with you.
So the judge who found you guilty, the judge who alone had the authority to sentence you to death, he steps down from behind that bench. He takes off those black robes of authority. He steps down and he says, Logan, you're guilty, you deserve to die, and I'm going to take your place. And the judge goes into that next room. He allows himself to be strapped to a gurney with your name on it. He allows a needle to be driven into his arm with your name on it. And he dies the death that you deserve, not because you're innocent, Logan, and not because you're good, you wouldn't be before the judge, but because the judge loves you enough to take your place. What would you think of that judge? What would you think of that judge?
I wonder why. You know what I mean? Why would he do that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I already told you.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I already told you why.
True.
But it wasn't because of you. It wasn't because of your goodness. It wasn't because you earned it or deserved it. Wasn't because he said, you know what? That Logan's a good guy. And even though he deserves to die, because he's a good guy, I'm going to let him go. I'm going to die for him.
Yeah.
No. Simply because the judge loved you.
That's kind of walking on Christ's walk.
Well, Logan, that is a picture of what God actually did. God the Father sent his son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Truly God, truly man, without sin. He lived a perfect life from cradle to grave for some 33 years that you and I can't live for 33 seconds. Yet even though he knew no...
This world is backwards.
No, it's not. Well, the world is, but what I'm telling you is forward.
It's very forward. But you can't look. There's so many different religions. So many different proofs. Scientific proof, Bible truth, all of that. It all dates back to BC. You get what I mean?
Word of God says...
You said there's a free Bible?
Yeah, I'm going to give you one. Sure.
Okay,
Love to. The Word of God says that...
I threw my Bible away. I got mad at God.
Well?
So
what should God do with that? What do you think? What do you think God should do with that? If God is holy and righteous and just...
Maybe I needed to get rid of a word for a second. Go back to it.
See what you're doing, Logan? What you're doing... Go back to the courtroom for a second.
Yeah.
What you're doing as the guilty criminal, you're trying to put the judge on trial.
No, I'm not. It's just me and my own image.
Yeah, but you're right. Exactly.
The Bible I tossed out. I have a spiritual blessing that allows me to leave body. Like, It's very true. To you, it's not true.
No, to God, it's not true.
To other, then.
The Word of God would say that's not true.
You got the Holy Spirit. You got able to go to Holy Ghost.
Here's what the Holy Spirit does.
But you leave your body when you die. My question is, you leave your body when you die, right? So what says that you can't train that? To actually leave
the Word of God says so, because this is what the Word of
this is what Bible says.
This is what the Word of God says that the Holy Spirit does in the life of a person. Convicts them of sin and righteousness and judgment and leads them to all truth. And so if the Holy Spirit,
what if God led me a different route than you?
Because
he couldn't cross that road.
No, because Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. There is no other way.
But still there's another way.
There is not.
There is.
No.
I lived it.
You did not.
I did live it.
Not according to God's word.
Not to God's word. No, it's everything's God's word.
Yeah. That is the authority.
That's what sent me. I'm a prophet, bro.
You're not a prophet.
I'm not a prophet.
No, to God you're not a prophet.
To God I'm a prophet.
No, you're not.
I have a blessing that allows me to talk.
No, because the Word of God says that in days of old he talked through his prophets, but today he has spoken through his son.
He's not. Okay, so what if I said I was Jesus?
Then you're a liar.
How am I a liar?
Because you're not Jesus.
If he spoke,
because you're not Jesus. Yeah, you're not him.
How do you know?
Because the Word of God says that Logan here on Harrison the Locust is not Jesus.
Okay.
You're not Jesus.
But I'm not Jesus. I know I'm not Jesus, but I'm someone powerful. I'm someone special.
You're not.
I am. To you, I'm not.
No, Logan, so according to the Word of God.
Well, have you talked to God personally?
I talk to him every day. I have his word. I have his word, Logan.
What's your name again?
Tony.
He said, Tony. I'm gonna send a live prophet to you on your corner to talk to you.
He wouldn't talk to me that way.
God's
not a liar.
Okay, God's not a liar, right?
God's not a liar, Logan.
He sends people that have these powers.
No, he doesn't, Logan.
Okay.
He doesn't.
They're
he hasn't sent you, Logan. They're not.
Prophets have been dated back to BC.
Yeah, and you're not one of them. You're
okay,
not, Logan. According to God's word.
I'm definitely a prophet.
You're not a prophet.
I'm definitely a prophet.
Well, maybe, but you're a false prophet.
I'm not a false prophet.
You are.
I promise you.
You need Christ, Logan.
I have Christ.
You don't.
I definitely have.
You've created a Jesus in your imagination to suit yourself.
That's not true. That's you. That's not.
No, according to the Word of God, it's true.
Okay.
What I'm telling you is true according to the Word of God.
We need to put you in a room. We need to put a lot of motherfuckers from different religions in a room. We need a median, and we need.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Because you have a nice argument, and your mind is strong. But when I say you're not here. You're definitely not here. You're not I. You don't understand those things, so. Maybe we should just part ways at this point before we both get mad.
Oh, I'm not going to get angry. My heart breaks for you, Logan, because you're so self-deceived.
I'm not deceived.
At the moment, you're of your father, the devil, and you need Christ.
The devil, I did follow the devil, too.
And you still do.
I follow many religions. Do you understand Hinduism?
Right.
Buddhism.
I understand.
I follow all these. There's
right.
different gods for
there
every
nation. There are not. That's a lie,
Logan.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
There's only one God who created you and me and the heavens and everything else.
Well,
one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
But I'm also a prophet of a
different spirit. You are not.
You are
not, Logan. You're deceived.
Your camera, bro.
You're deceived.
I'm not deceived.
Turn to Christ and live while God's given you time.
I live a very full, vast, knowledgeable life. I bit
for
apple.
Nothing.
That's my
for
problem.
For nothing,
it's
Logan.
It's never nothing. It's never
your life is meaningless
Christ
without Christ.
It's never nothing. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, too. Turn to Christ and live while God's given you time. Turn to Christ and live, Logan. He's your only hope.
I have my
you're dead in your sin. You're not your own hope. Turn to Christ and live, Logan. Turn to Christ and live.